Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very grave misconception which is found regarding Islam and non-Muslims is the notion that non-Muslims must not be greeted with the traditional Muslim greeting of Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be to you. And in this regard, it is generally said that all non-Muslims must be greeted in a very inferior manner, and salutations should not be begun with them. Now, it should be absolutely clear that this relates to a specific category of non-Muslims, which are called kafir. And I have already delineated some of my other lectures that not all non-Muslims are kafirs. Now, a person becomes a kafir after he deliberately denies the truth, and also one is able to ascertain who a kafir is simply through wahi, simply through God informing a person. Today, we are not in a position to determine whether a non-believer has deliberately denied the message of Islam and has thereby become a kafir or not. So, since we cannot determine people, non-Muslims who are kafirs, therefore we must keep on greeting them with the traditional Muslim greeting of Assalamu alaikum. Now, it also needs to be realized that even in the times of the Prophet, when in the preaching phase the people of the book had not yet become kafir, they had not yet become disbelievers by deliberately denying the truth, and in those times too, the Prophet himself said Assalamu alaikum to them. And I'll read out to you a narrative which is recorded in the Sahih of Imam Tirmizi. It says, أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَرَّ بِمَجْلِسٍ وَفِيهِ أَخْلَاطٌ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْيَهُودِ فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The Prophet once passed by a mixed gathering of Muslims and Jews and Christians, Muslims and Jews, and said, Assalamu alaikum. So it is absolutely evident that even the Prophet in his own times, he said Assalamu alaikum to non-Muslims. However, we know that at in a certain point of time, when they had become kafirs, when they had been declared kafirs by the Almighty, only then Muslims had stopped saying the salutation to non-Muslims, to the kafirs. And we also know of a prank which in those times these kafirs or these non-believers would dig up against the Prophet and the believers also. And what they would say was, they would say Assalamu alaikum instead of Assalamu alaikum. Now in Arabic, the word Sam means death. So effectively, Assalamu alaikum would mean death be to you. So therefore, in those times when these non-believers started making fun of the Prophet and the believers by saluting them or by greeting them in this manner, the Prophet said that when they greet you in such a manner, don't say wa alaikum assalam to them. Don't reply in such a manner, but just say wa alaikum and to you also. So this too was, of course, something which took place once the truth had been unveiled to these disbelievers in the ultimate form, and they had become kafirs by deliberately denying them. So it is absolutely certain that today we cannot, since we are not in a position to determine who non-Muslims are, whether they're non-Muslims or kafirs or not. Of course, we know that they are non-Muslim, but we are not in a position to ascertain whether they have deliberately denied the truth or not. So therefore, we must keep on greeting them in the traditional Muslim greeting, which is Assalamu alaikum. And I've already explained that in the times of the Prophet, that he himself used to say Assalamu alaikum to the non-Muslims, simply because till that time they had not become deliberate deniers of the truth. They had not become kafirs. Only later on, when they had become kafirs and they had also worked up this prank against Muslims by calling, by saying out to them Assalamu alaikum, which meant death be to you, did Muslims were Muslims asked to reply in a harsh tone. So we must realize that there are directives in the Quran and in the Hadith which relate specifically to kafirs. And today we cannot ascertain whether a non-Muslim is a kafir or not, and hence we must continue to be a well-wisher of all non-Muslims, and we must continue to greet them with this great greeting, Assalamu alaikum. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.